Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Welcome. I love joining you to talk about what's going on.
You do?
I do.
Well, here it is, June already. This is the solstice month. So we can talk, instead of talking about all that fringe stuff, let's talk about summer.
Okay. Good plan.
We can finally talk about summer.
Can finally, yes. And wow, we had some actual summery weather. I mean, at least it felt that way to me. We had 80.
Yeah, that's pretty summery.
That, you know, I think that qualifies.
You bet.
And wow, green. Mm. I mean, you can, even at our place now, it's more green than not in the canopy. There are still a few aspens that are just starting to flower, and you know, they're the latecomers kind of, but they'll catch right up. But yeah, and green on the forest floor and out in the marsh, you know, all the grasses and sedges are emerging. So
and quickly,
greening those
happened
up.
Quickly.
Yes. It really was one of those years where it seemed like the switch effect, mm-hmm. where it was kind of not much going on and then suddenly boom. But of course, it was going on. It just wasn't all that obvious. So around our place, gosh, there are very few migratory birds that are residents that I have not heard or seen, you know, when they may be there and I just have missed them. But the warblers, all the thrushes. So the morning chorus, of course, is just spectacular. In the plant world, as we're saying, there's just all this greening up, lots of things already flowering, those earliest things, the spring beauties and the Dutchman's breeches and the wild ginger. Out in the maple forests have been really blasting away. I think at least my sense of it is that they're already peaked, which is mm-hmm. what they would do, spring ephemerals that they are. Trilliums up and some getting ready to bloom. Pretty much all of our common plants are up such that they're recognizable. Many already have their flower buds showing, not open yet, but gathering strength to get to open. In the invertebrate end of things, we've got butterflies around, mm-hmm. we've got the spring azures, probably some of the other small blues aren't far behind, but also the commas. So that's a common early spring butterfly. I heard a report of monarch down in Silver Bay.
Really?
Yeah. So that was quite interesting. And I read a report of a painted lady, not here, but further down towards Duluth. So things are happening in the butterfly world. And of course, you know, we kind of want to whisper, but the biting flies have taken their time coming out. And, you know, that it's whenever they'll come when they're ready. But was great to have so much beautiful weather without them
well,
as our constant companions.
They're coming. Earlier in the week, there was a report from the 7-County Metropolitan Mosquito Control District mm-hmm. that they were back.
Okay.
So
yeah. Well, I would think down there.
They're on their way up here.
Yeah. So, and as those warm days contribute to that, the progress of that, because all those developing larvae and pupae, their rate of development is highly synchronized with the warmth of the water that they're sitting in.
Speaking of which, bats mm-hmm. are back at my house.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing.
Right. Yeah, waiting for the bugs.
Okay, so they're anxious for that emergence maybe mm-hmm. to happen, but hopefully it'll be well synchronized. In the amphibian and reptile groups, we've seen several garter snakes. We've had on those warm days, of course, perfect snake weather. So they were definitely out and taking advantage. And I heard one report of someone who saw a really tiny little snake. So it must have been a new snake from, you know, this year already. And the frogs, of course, have been chorusing away.
Oh, yeah.
You're hearing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the seems like the wood frogs and the chorus frogs are kind of already tapering off, but boy, the peepers have just been like, I can't even get close to where they're gathered, just filling the air. And
I was driving home the other day on one of the paved roads, and there was a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
So watch it.
Yeah,
I good. Saw them in advance, but you know, not a big one. Mm-hmm. But so they're out moving around.
Yes, good reminder. Yeah, the painted turtles. I have not seen a snapping turtle yet, but the painted turtle's out basking and moving around. And yeah, so yeah, we really need to pay attention to these slower moving things that are out trying to cross the roads outside of the pedestrian crossings. So
well, they're going to go where they're going to go. Because they've been going there for centuries, and you're not going to stop them. So it's a lot easier to put the brakes on or drive around them because they're out moving around.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's an important thing this time of year to be aware of. Also, the first tree frogs have been calling. Mm-hmm. I have not heard a toad yet, but I would expect that most any time the toads will chime in. Probably the tamaracks are greening up nicely, so they have definitely begun to come out and show their stuff. The other conifers, you know, they're in the cool spots anyway, anywhere where there's cooler soils. They're just starting to kind of shed the scales of their buds, so that they'll start extending their new needles and twigs for the year. But you know, they're the most hold back. And of course the black ash, they're very, very, very cautious as well in terms of emerging. But everybody's kind of getting into gear now, I think. Safe to say, as you say, we can call it summer, even though the solstice is still a little ways off. And boy, don't we want this to be here now and really dig in and enjoy it.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on Summer Going Strong.
You're welcome.